Engineering students at Brigham Young University have created a new kind of bike pedal that allows one 9-year-old with a disability to ride using both legs for the very first time. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
The inspiration for this capstone project is Andrew Mills, an active 9-year-old who was born with a condition in which his right leg grows faster than his left leg. There's about a 4-inch difference, which makes riding a bike difficult. Andrew typically pedals with his left foot while his right foot hangs off to the side, but not anymore. This new crank-like pedal adjusts for the length of his right leg, allowing him to pedal with both. Here's Andrew in a video released by BYU.
I can be faster on my bike, and I will be able to go the full cycle.
Andrew's right leg is doing a smaller rotation, requiring less leg movement, while his left leg pedals normally. His mother, Rachel Mills, says he was all smiles after using the finished product for the first time. She asked Andrew what he liked about it, and he said,
"My knee is actually really tired. Like, oh, does it hurt?" He's like, "No. It's really cool, though, because I was actually using my leg to go the full rotation."
Rachel says that's something he's never felt before. The team of 5 students that developed the pedal initially attempted to design an entirely new bike for Andrew, but then they realized this was a single-part issue. And because this new part is removable and adjustable, the plan is to open source the design so a lot of people can benefit. Kids like Andrew, but also aging adults with arthritis or knee replacements that limit leg movement. The student team leader, Trent Porter, says that as a finishing touch, they're releasing a website that guides a user through a do-it-yourself process.
They can just put in their measurements, and then it will output what parts they need to order.
And how to install it on a bike. Porter hopes this design can reach as many people as possible and restore some of the mobility they've learned to live without. Lee Hale, KUER News.